Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ray. Welcome to the Evangelical Dark Web. Today, we're going to be discussing the real J.D. Greer and specifically a trailer for an upcoming documentary called J.D. Greer Unmasked that is coming out soon. And this documentary, I've known about it. I've known it's coming. And I vaguely knew what the story was, but I don't know enough of the details to do any reporting on it. And this is a story of J.D. Greer attempting a hostile takeover of a church in North Carolina and expanding his megachurch empire. And it's a story of him losing, which is very encouraging. You love to see false teachers like J.D. Greer lose in pitched battle. You love to see them get exposed by this, by a documentary that tells a story and brings the receipts. So this is something that I'm very encouraged by. I knew it was coming, and I've been looking forward to it all spring. And now it's coming, and it is a bit of an October surprise for the Southern Baptist Convention, which is in a couple of weeks. So, or next week. So with that said, let's dive into the documentary. But first, I want you to know, Evangelical Dark Web is a Christian news gathering and commentary ministry. You can support our work over at Patreon-like system at evangelicaldarkweb.org/join. Part of what we do is we do a lot of research on false teachers or potential false teachers. In this case, J.D. Greer, I've written a lot about him being a false teacher, and he is the former president of the Southern Baptist Convention. He served 3 terms. He is incredibly woke, and his liberalism did a lot of damage to the Southern Baptist Convention. It was under his leadership that they adopted critical race theory as an analytical tool, and he led the denomination to accept a lot of liberalism, and his successor presidents were extremely liberal and increasingly incompetent, with maybe Clint Presley being the exception. He is the exception to this trend, but nonetheless, J.D. Greer, pretty evil guy. He supported female pastors in the fight in Southern Baptist life as well. So he is a false teacher, and I think it's very obvious he is one. But this documentary does expose a side of J.D. Greer that does not match with his public persona. So let's watch the trailer right here.
J.D. Greer was woke, and they wanted to have a woke church in Knightdale.
I feel like Jason came here to dismantle this church and sell us to Summit.
The more I think about it,
I think he had an agenda that he was trying to work fast.
They were dead set on giving this place to Summit.
I don't blame J.D. Greer or anybody for saying, hey, that's a great facility and we'd like to have it.
But when you try and steal something from us, why are you surprised when we fight back?
Our leaders closed the church.
We couldn't even come on this property at all.
And they could not even come in it and worship.
What was done to this church was evil. It was evil.
This building sat empty for a year.
And we were told that anybody there would come on their property would be arrested.
It broke our hearts. And Summit wants that building.
I would drive by here and look at my church and cry.
To all of you at Faith Baptist, know that I'm praying that you would grieve well as you end one chapter of your church's history and a true partnership with our Knightdale campus. I recognize that this merger would be an enormous transition for all of you.
So they always use the term merge. It was dissolution and a gift to Summit.
It just wasn't theirs to give away.
Our story needs to be shared just to save other churches from hurting.
Faith Baptist leadership steered the organization into bankruptcy after Pastor Little and Pastor Greer exchanged text messages with each other. And Summit injected $170,000 into Faith Baptist Church the same day the organization filed for bankruptcy.
Guess what that's used for? To fight us in court.
J.D. Greer was in fight mode.
but J.D. Greer was in fight mode way too late.
I went home to my knees and I called on the Lord to do something.
We were helping to fight with our prayers.
I said, look in my eyes. I don't quit.
So how, you know, small-time Baptist defeated an SBC elite. Now, that is an interesting story that I'm actually pretty excited to watch. So let's do a little bit of analysis on what this story is. This is a story of J.D. Greer using, he's conspiring with church leadership to bankrupt the church so that in disillusion, all the assets can get gifted to J.D. Greer's the Summit Church in, you know, the Raleigh-Durham area of North Carolina. So in nonprofit law, I believe that they all have like a dissolution clause, like that might be mandatory. And this was a thing in the Constitution of McLean Bible Church, and it was theorized by the people, you know, some of the people I've talked to related to that project, that the end game of David Platt was to bankrupt the organization so he can take its assets to, you know, say Radical or whatever. And that is how a lot of these nonprofits work. The dissolution clause must go to a nonprofit. So like if you're going to dissolve the assets like real estate, they must go to a nonprofit. You can't just, you know, sell them to your directors. You can't gift them to your directors who can then, you know, sell them on the private market. That's not how charity dissolution works. So that's a critical detail. That's why J.D. Greer is trying to sabotage this church so he can do a merger. And the thing about a merger is, maybe I'm wrong, I'm a little bit more versed in this area, but I could be wrong about this fact. Like, typically when two companies merge, one of the companies is done for. One of the companies dissolves so that the other, so that they can merge together. That's usually how it works. It's definitely my experience in how this works. So, one entity create, you know, or they form a new entity entirely that absorbs the two. So it really depends, but usually, you know, one of those entities in a merger is not surviving the merger. So with that said, that is what J.D. Greer is doing, and the people at that church grew wise to it, and they shut it down. And that is a story I'm excited to see, because J.D. Greer is a wolf. I'd say he's in sheep's clothing, but I really don't want to give him that much credit. It should be obvious that this woke, liberal, you know, Bible whispers about homosexuality, Black Lives Matter is a gospel issue, you know, Christians should be fighting for gay rights, you know, let's lock down my church for, you know, 2020. All these other things that J.D. Greer has done. He is a false teacher. He is a wolf. And I want to see him exposed. He has done so much damage to the church. Maybe not as much as David Platt, but still enough. Especially since I grew up Southern Baptist and, you know, he helped destroy that denomination. Maybe it can get rebuilt. But he did a lot of damage to the Southern Baptist Convention, and I want to see him get exposed for it. So that's all I got for today. Let me know what you think about what I think. I don't have any update on when this documentary is going to come out, but my guess is they released the trailer now because they're not able to release the documentary before the Southern Baptist Convention. That's my read on the situation and the timing of the trailer. So they're releasing it now to be the October surprise because they couldn't do the whole documentary in time for the Southern Baptist Convention. So this is what we're getting and when we're getting it. And we'll get the eventual thing probably this summer. If I had to guess, gun to my head, that'd be my guess. Have a blessed day. Stay based. Christ is King. And we will catch you on the next one.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.